Exploring various art forms with all the beauty and excitement and joy is part of what helps us get out of bed in the morning. But when we're facing serious illness in ourselves or in our loved ones, we might need to brush up on the art of survival. And that's exactly what Executive Director of the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, Patty Tiscareño, is here to talk about. I love to say your name.
Tiscareño. I love it the way you say it, too. It's yes. So beautiful.
Welcome, Patty. It's
Thank
always
you.
Great to see you.
I love being here. Thank you for having me.
You have the 5th annual Keep On Dancing Cancer Survivor Conference just around the corner. It's next Saturday at the Wyndham El Paso Hotel out at the airport.
That's right.
Tell us who and why we should attend this conference.
Well, you know, Monica, like your introduction said, illness, especially cancer, is now just a chronic disease. If you think of it in the same way that you think of heart disease or diabetes, mm-hmm. that there's really no cure, mm-hmm. but there's treatment.
Used to and be the paralyzing fear of the C word, and that was it. You were
you
done.
You said it in
not
hushed tones and not at the dinner table. Do you
mm-hmm.
remember?
Oh, yeah.
But now there's a whole new focus on surviving, mm-hmm. and not just surviving, but thriving
yes.
and living fully mm-hmm. after a cancer diagnosis. And for a lot of people, that means that cancer was just a misstep. Mm-hmm. So they got to pick up their shoes and keep on dancing. So that's
yes.
where our theme comes from.
I like that. I do like that. And it is that way that more and more, many illnesses that used to be a death sentence or seem like it are just our body's way of getting our attention and making better choices sometimes and oftentimes brushing up against people and situations that really inspire and change our lives. There's a lot of beauty that comes from the cancer support community.
Absolutely. And the cancer experience, nobody really wants to hear those words. But the more than 3,000 of our colleagues, our friends and neighbors in El Paso County who got that diagnosis last year, they can look at it as one of two ways. They can say, oh me, why me? Mm-hmm. Or they can say, let me just get on and figure out what I need to get through this, around it. And many people have different types of ways in which they cope, in which they survive through this. So that's how we set our programming for this conference. And quite frankly, we stole this idea. We
but
stole
you steal from the very best, I'm
that's
sure.
That's exactly right. We stole from MD Anderson five years ago.
There you go.
And we brought this conference to El Paso, and now in its 5th year, we draw about 200 to 250 survivors. And the cool thing about the conference is that it starts off with people registering and pinning on to their name tags a ribbon mm-hmm. that signifies a color. So if you're a pink, a breast cancer survivor, or a yellow, a leukemia survivor, and you spot a fellow yellow across the hall, you've got the opportunity to network with that people because you know how very important it is to have a support group, a network of people who understand your journey.
The first step for me and what I've experienced and what I have seen, the very first step toward surviving and thriving and achieving better health overall is to realize you're not alone.
Absolutely.
Number one, as soon as you know that and you see that other people have made the journey and there are people lining the hallways that'll help you through it. And what I love about this conference is that a person with a freshly diagnosed serious illness is swallowed by the medical system and medical settings.
Right.
Here comes all the equipment and that is your life. This conference reminds you of all the wonderful other things that are still there for you.
Well, when you have a diagnosis of any chronic disease and you are surviving and you're in survivor mode, you abandon what is the norm for you, your regular day-to-day, and things that become conversation of the day or your levels of blood workup or your your fatigue
you
level.
You learn a whole language you didn't know before.
Do that. And you don't really want to thrive on that language forever. You want to get to the point where you can get back to the kinds of things that you liked doing. But you know, Monica, you know as well as I do because you are a Tai Chi person.
Oh, yes.
I know you've engaged in that.
Absolutely.
One of our programs is with Ray Abeta, a wonderful Tai Chi instructor whose wife has recently gone through a cancer experience of her own. And he said to me, she always asked me, golly, does that Tai Chi stuff really work when you're going through, you know, I think that's more of a husband and wife thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that it does.
Yes.
It lets you focus on yourself, on the selfishness that you're entitled to when you're going through that.
Yes.
Right. And that's just one of the programs that we offer there. And again, in an environment like you described that doesn't have medicinal smells.
This is a pampering day.
It's wonderful and it's fun, but you do walk away with tools. It's not just fun. You walk away armed with ammunition.
It's good information delivered in a really pleasant setting. Describe the setup of the day. What will participants expect?
Well, they'll show up at 7:30 in the morning, get a continental breakfast, and the first shake out of the sack will be Eva Grazel. Eva is from the East Coast. Right now, she has a one-woman Broadway show in which she gets up and talks about her topic, which is not silenced by oral cancer. She was diagnosed several years ago with an oral cancer, survived, thrived, is on speaking tours, doing a one-woman Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be here to start our day off.
Excellent.
Then you'll be able to go into some breakouts, workshops throughout the rest of the day. We'll have a nice networking lunch, opportunities to mingle with people, and then fabulous raffle items that are just...
Oh, you guys knock yourself out
off
at the
charts.
Rio Grande Cancer Foundation office. I know those baskets are being built and just made irresistible.
Oh,
and
they're
the tickets,
fabulous.
Now, speaking of tickets, you can buy raffle tickets when you get there.
Sure.
But what is the cost?
It's exorbitant. It's $25 for the full day. Give you breakfast, give you lunch, give you a full day. This is not a moneymaker.
$25 is just...
No.
It's the best money you can spend for yourself. And define survivor for me, by the way.
Let me give you a little quiz and see what you come up with, all right? Let me ask you a question. Do you consider yourself a survivor?
Well, I'm here talking to you, so I think I have so
far. All right.
Far,
well,
yes.
In the Webster Dictionary, number one is to remain alive or in existence.
All righty then.
Okay. To carry on despite hardship or trauma. Huh?
Yeah.
To remain functional or usable, as in I dropped my cell phone in the toilet, but it survived. To live longer than, to outlive, as in thankfully she survived her wretched, needy, and overbearing husband by 20 years. So, as you can tell...
Now, see, a sense of humor is part of what makes life worth living.
Is a big part of it. But survivorship really is defined, in all honesty, by somebody who is diagnosed from the time their diagnosis to the balance of their life. Then you're a survivor.
And I invite all survivors and ancillary personnel, meaning folks also who have seen you through the experience.
They too are survivors.
If you've lived close to cancer, then you're a survivor. And this is a really wonderful annual opportunity. The 5th annual Keep On Dancing Cancer Survivor Conference next Saturday at the Wyndham El Paso Hotel at the airport, 2027 Airway. Registration kicks off at 7:30 a.m. with coffee and continental breakfast, keynote speaker, and then the breakout workshops kick off at 8:30. And you can get all the information at RGCF, that's for Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, .org, or call 562-7660. And don't miss this fantastic opportunity for a whopping $25 per person. I want to thank my guest today, Executive Director of the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, Patty Discareño, for being here with us today. I'm sure this is going to be a huge success.
Thank you, Monica.
Patty.
Thank you for having us. And I invite anybody, not just those with a cancer diagnosis, but anybody who cares about your health, come on out.